Welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about, hey, you know what? God really does answer prayers. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. We're still on the road. We've now gone through Tennessee and we're in Kentucky, headed back home to Canada. And we have had a great American experience. Hey, Jen.
Like, so amazing. Says us Canadians.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so what's one of the highlights of your overall, like, American experience?
My overall American experience, one of them was going to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, for me was just so amazing because I was raised on country music and bluegrass when my dad listened to a whole bunch of different flavors of music. And so going there was just a really cool opportunity to, I want to say, relive my childhood and go, oh yeah, I've heard these guys and I saw them on TV. And my first concert was my dad taking me to the Memorial Center in Kingston, Ontario for the Oak Ridge Boys. And so to go to the museum and see, I want to say, their star or their plaque on the wall as inducted into the Hall of Fame was just like I know
cool.
those guys.
For you.
And so being there and then doing the Grand Ole Opry.
The Grand Ole Opry was really neat. And it was at the Ryman. For the next couple of weeks, it'll be there over Christmas time. And what an amazing old church. And the sound was incredible. And see live music is always so much better than like a canned music concert.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
So now that was my sort of highlight of Nashville. Now, what was your highlight of Nashville?
Oh, of Nashville? Oh, it was like a party. It was a party scene. It was overwhelming, the number of people who were downtown. Because there was a concert going on, football game, all this stuff. It was crazy. But for my American experience, Chick-fil-A is right up there.
Okay, so for our viewers, what is Chick-fil-A?
Well, it's like fast food. It's like fried chicken sandwiches.
And it was really good. They have this really cool, like, honey mustard, mustard mayonnaise dip sauce. And it was like,
so good. And waffle fry. Oh. I don't eat fast food very often, but let me tell you.
It was good.
It was great. And I went up to the front and I said, can I buy some sauce and take it back home? The guy kind of looked at me for a minute. He's like, well, we've got 8-ounce tubs. I said, I'll take it. So it was great.
So it's in the cooler in the back, and I'm sure we'll be enjoying it in the days to come.
Yes, but anyways.
But when we really actually, like, so we talked about overall highlight of the American experience, but what's really interesting, if you were to ask us what our highlights were, it was really God answering prayer. And that's what this titled the show is, God really does answer prayer. And you might be thinking, wow, what did God do for you guys? And the answer is we prayed simple prayers every morning. God, would you bring us the people that you want us to interact with today? And would you direct our steps and would you direct our conversations? And I post a lot on Facebook when we're on vacation. One, I guess, so people know that we're alive and we're safe. and also just to share with people back home about what we're doing. And a lot of people enjoy watching our trips. So that being said, a friend of mine messaged me and said, are you guys going to be in Nashville? Or when are you going to be in Nashville? And I said, well, Friday. And he said, yeah, we're coming through too. And now you guys have met Jared Clark before. He's been on the show talking about camp, and they're from Winnipeg and we're from Ontario, Toronto. And so when you actually do the math, it's about a 24-hour drive between Toronto, Canada and Winnipeg, Manitoba. And so I only get to see them once a year, and Carrie hasn't seen them in about two years.
Yeah.
And so they were driving through at the same time, and it just...
In Nashville,
of all places. And so they have four young kids, and Hannah, one of their daughters, said to them, oh, is she coming to see us? And their mom said, well, no, God just worked this out. And it's so true. Like, I would say that was one of the highlights, just to see how God worked that all together. Mm-hmm. And spending that time with family. And we just sort of sit back and went, God, you're so,
so good. Yeah.
Like, so good. And
like, we had to meet in the States, even though we're both from Canada. Yeah, it was really a wonderful time. So, yeah, we got to hang out with the Clark family.
Yeah.
And then before, so last night, which was Saturday night,
yep.
We were in the hotel room and just praying, and we were looking for a church to go to. And
yep.
Jen was Googling churches, and you ended up finding one.
Yeah. And I typed in Free Methodist Churches. We are a part of the Free Methodist denomination, and for some of you might be thinking, well, what is that? Well, maybe we'll do a show on that at a later time. But you can just Google Free Methodist Church in Canada and go to What We Believe, and you can check it out. And it's an evangelical church, and we believe in the Apostles' Creed. And anyways, moving on. I always like to check out different Free Methodist churches. And so I Googled it, Free Methodist churches near us, and there was one 3.5 hours away. And I said, oh, Carrie. 3.5 hours away, but I recognize it. It's in Wilmore, Kentucky. It's associated with the Asbury
University
and Seminary. It's a Free Methodist University and Seminary, which was really cool. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm totally up for it. And I'm
Let's
like,
do it. Yeah.
Okay. So we got up at 5 o'clock this morning, and we traveled for 3.5 hours to go to church. And you might be thinking, that's crazy to drive 3.5 hours to church. And yet, I knew as soon as Carrie said, oh yeah, I'm in for it, I'm like, okay, then let's go.
Yeah.
And I knew it would have been, I want to say, one of, because this is, the college is associated, or because this church is associated with the college, I knew that there would just be, it would be a great place to attend. And so I'm like, okay, no problem. Let's set the timer for 5 o'clock and go. And what's interesting is this is what Carrie prayed before we went to bed.
Yeah, I prayed that it would be just a good experience of being with other people in the church, and that we'd be able to have lunch with someone from the church. Because I wanted to be able to talk with them and connect with them. And I said, Jen, wouldn't that be cool if maybe we're going to go for lunch with them?
Because she loves doing things like that. And this is one of the reasons why she is my friend, because she teaches me about just having a greater heart for people. And so we're going to tell you about the answer to that prayer right after this. So stay tuned.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, and welcome back to New Every Day. We're still on the road in Kentucky, and we're talking about how God has answered our prayers in meeting with different people mm-hmm. on our trip. And yeah, it has been a wonderful experience. Firstly, I want to thank the people already in our life, Robbie Ferguson and the team from Category 5. Thank you for making this show possible. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to help continue to make this show possible, then we ask that you go to our partners page, neweveryday.tv. Scroll down through, look at the different organizations and businesses supporting us. And if you can support us by supporting them, that would be wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. So we are going to the Free Methodist Church in Wilmore in Kentucky, and I prayed, God, it would be really great to have lunch with someone, and mentioned it to Jen. So after service, Jen talks to the pastor, and we end up meeting with someone that you know.
So a friend of mine, Vic and Joan Stonehouse, who are pastors in the Free Methodist Church, and I've known them forever and ever, as long as I've been alive. Anyways, his sister is a prof at the school, and I totally remembered that when I got to church, and I was like, hey, I should probably stop to at least introduce myself. And so the pastor introduces us, and as we get chatting, she's like, do you have any plans for lunch? And inside of me, I'm going, Carrie is going to love this. And she's like, do you have time for a historical experience? And once again, Carrie is going to love this. And on the outside, I'm like, oh, yes, I think that would be lovely. And on the inside, I'm like doing flip-flops, yeah, going, Carrie is going to love this, Carrie. But Carrie had just stepped away for a few minutes, and when she came back, I said, you know, Dr. Stonehouse is asking if we would join her for lunch.
So I said, yes.
And Carrie.
So then she let us pile in her car, and she drove us to this Shaker Village, a historical site, and we had a beautiful lunch, and she said, please come as my guests, and she never met us.
Never.
No.
That was
great.
And she totally welcomed us.
Just welcomed us right in, took us for lunch, talked about the history of the area, answered some of our other questions about the states, about politics, about how she teaches about child development and how to share the gospel with children and how to include them in ministry. It was a great conversation. But what I really appreciated, Jen, was the hospitality that she offered.
Yes.
And that's something that, like, as a church universal, I think has to set us apart.
Yes.
That when we have new people coming in, like, we gotta welcome them in and just love them. And I just felt so loved by her because there was no questions asked. There was no small talk even.
No.
It was just, yep, we're coming for lunch. And the times that I have had people do that in my life, it has really been meaningful to me because I thought, this person wants to spend time with me.
Yeah.
They want to, and they're inviting me in, and I want to offer that to someone else and make them feel that way.
Yes.
And it was interesting that what the sermon was about, maybe I'll let you talk about that later, Jen, but the pastor said, well, what are Christians here for if it's not to help other people? And that's one way that I feel like the church really has an opportunity to help other people is when they step into our doors, that we just offer them that hospitality.
Yes.
No questions asked.
And what's interesting, when we spent the day with Jared and Becky, he originally asked, well, what are you doing on Thursday? And it worked out to Friday because we said, well, we'll be in Nashville on Friday. But then they have four small kids, but they were willing to spend the whole day with us. Like, we met them about lunchtime, and we, you know, went through the museum with them and talked about it. And then we had supper together. And even though we had supper at, like, 7:30.
Oh, it was, like, 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Like, they were willing to put their plans on. They're like, no, no, don't worry about it. And we kept saying, like, if you need to go.
Their one son's fallen asleep on the table.
He's about 3-ish.
He fell
asleep on the table, and we're just like, oh my.
I know, but they were still so willing, and
yes.
I'm so grateful for that.
And it goes back to what Carrie said, that whole idea of church family, right? Because we are not blood related to the Clarks. We are not blood related to Dr. Stonehouse. We're not even blood related between us, and yet that whole idea of I want to say, being willing to hang out, to put aside your own plans for building relationship, for showing hospitality, for showing love.
Yeah. And I thought about that. I actually ran into someone in the summer, an old teacher, a high school teacher of mine, who said that she wants to always be ready to have people over, which doesn't mean having a clean house and doesn't always mean having good food in the fridge. She said if people are willing to come and be with our family, and we're going to have peanut butter and jam sandwiches, that's what I'm going to put out, and we're just going to be together. And I just love that picture. Like, be ready and willing.
Be ready and willing. And even as we came into the church today, as I get older, it's really hard for me to say a little old lady. But a little old lady, right, met us, and she was so gracious because we said,
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom? And she said, well, eventually they're going to be right here. But right now you have to go down the hall and did it. And she was just so
kind. Yeah, just wonderfully kind. Yeah.
You know, and the pastor went out of his way to actually say, well, no, come back in and I'll introduce you. And he was just so very kind to stand there and talk with us. And that whole idea of hospitality, yes, I believe because we get so busy, we forget about, we don't think we can put our own plans on pause because we think that our plans need to get done or...
Yeah.
Sometimes we're just so exhausted and so tired that we just can't seem to fathom, I want to say, putting out the time or energy to actually show hospitality to people. And yet, that's one of the things that I've appreciated about being in the South is that, wow, they're not necessarily in a hurry to get things done.
They want to talk to us.
Yes.
It's not just like, yep, next in line. They genuinely ask, where are you from?
I know.
Kind people.
Yes.
I never want to have an agenda that I think is so important that I'm not going to stop for that one person. We've talked about it in the past, how meaningful it is to stop and recognize the person in front of you.
Yes. And like several times as we've been checking in, and you're going to notice very much about my personality, I like to get things done.
Which is a good thing, otherwise we'd never get things done.
But the Lord has very graciously blessed me with a friend
slash co-host
who genuinely is interested in people, and every single person who went to check us in engages in conversation, and I'm standing there and I'm watching Carrie pause and conversate back and forth, and I'm like, Lord, I need to grasp this. I need to grasp the importance of loving someone, the importance of pausing, the importance of looking someone in the face and engaging with them. Like, that is a real person on the other side of that counter who actually probably appreciates a good conversation, right? Mm-hmm. With kindness and love. And so I'm watching these conversations, and it didn't just happen once. It happened time and time again. And I remember, and yesterday I'm standing outside by the car, and I'm thinking, Carrie had gone back into, I don't even remember what you went back in for at this point.
Ranger Debbie,
who really wasn't a ranger. We just called her Ranger Debbie.
We give people names.
And so anyways, I'm waiting, and by this time I've checked out the flowers. I've gone around to the other flower bed, checked out the flowers. I'm almost close to counting the bricks on the wall. Not really, but I am counting.
Yeah.
Anyways, finally, I go back in, and there's Carrie talking to this gentleman. And I'm thinking, oh, that makes sense. No problem. Well, it ended up, go ahead, tell your side of the story. Who was he?
I don't remember.
Who was he?
I don't know.
The owner of the...
Oh, yeah. He was the owner of the hotel. Which was great. And he comes to Toronto every year to buy mangoes. It was a great conversation. But you know what?
Exactly.
I think in the church family, like if we're going to build community. Oh, and the other thing the pastor said today, we were reading part of Titus chapter 1. And we are to actually encourage each other in our gifts that are used to serve each other.
Yes.
Like Jan has a gift of being organized and setting an agenda and helping people get there and recognizing gifts in other people and helping those people to reach their potential. And if Jen didn't organize opportunities, we wouldn't connect with people at all. Right? So I think it goes both ways. And
we
need that. Right.
Pat. So, you know, so this is part one of how God answers prayers, because we're going to bring part two to you next week. But there's a whole idea of God provided people to, like, literally pour into our lives for, like, two very special times. And also that whole aspect of hospitality and the importance of pausing and putting things on hold and engaging in people. And just, like, those, you know, they... Jared and Becky had four other kids to look after, and yet they paused for us. Professor Stonehouse, you know, probably had so many other people she could have interacted with that day, but she said, "Here's some fellow Canadians. I gotta look after you," you know? And she pulled into us, like, for lunch. And then, so then, you know, I'm looking at, okay, that person on the other side of, you know, who's checking us in, I need to stop and pause and show them love and you know, realize that they're a real person too.
Yeah.
And so it's just really cool how God answered prayers to meet our needs, but in respect has now taught us even more about doing that for others.
Yeah.
So I guess the challenge to you this week is with regards to, you know, praying that prayer, "Lord, bring to me the people you want me to interact with today." And then trust that he's actually going to do it, and it'll be really cool. Like, your God tank will be filled up, but then how is he then going to use you to pour into other people? So let's pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you do answer prayers. And Lord, thank you for Dr. Stonehouse and for the Clark family who totally poured into us. And then Lord, thank you so much for those people that we've met in the hotels and who you are just reminding us to show love to. And so, Father, we commit the rest of our time to you. Thank you that you're a good, good God. Would you continue to bring to us the people you want us to deal with? Pray that for our viewers today. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in to New Every Day. We look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place, neweveryday.tv. Have an awesome week.
Later.